Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers are likely today, cloudy with our high nearing 44. Rain showers will continue overnight tonight with a low around 31. Partly sunny and 43 into Saturday, then clear skies over Saturday night with a low around 23. More sunshine Sunday with a high of 48 and clear skies over Sunday night with a low of 22. Sunny and 41 on Monday and clear and 25 throughout Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 39 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. LMH Health is shedding light on why they placed their chief financial officer on administrative leave. LMH Health announced on October 30th of this year that Mike Rogers was no longer in his role as chief financial officer. On October 26th, officials with LMH Health became aware of inconsistencies regarding his identity. The next day, they confirmed that Rogers had legally changed his name and that he had been convicted of felonies in 2007 and 2005 under his given name, which is Michael Patrick Brown. Rogers did not disclose this and other important information in his application or during the interview process. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2021 Kia Sportage driven by Angela C. Rodriguez, 59, at Dodge City, was westbound on U.S. 56, one-half mile northeast of Copeland. The driver lost control due to slush on the roadway as an eastbound Chevy Suburban struck the passenger side of the Kia in the eastbound lane. Rodriguez was pronounced deceased at the scene. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Biker's Edge Power Sports, Empire Tacos of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Wynn Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Seven Plains First Council Casino and Resort is the place to be on New Year's Eve. Ring in 2024 to the sound of winning. Beginning at 12:15, Seven Plains First Council Casino and Resort is giving away $2,024 every hour. And the party is just getting started. When the clock strikes midnight, one lucky player will win $20,000 in cash. Earn entries with your Seven Plains Players Club card and win. Ring in the new year with the sweet sounds of jackpots. Seven Plains First Council Casino and Resort. The winners play Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Shawnee County law enforcement authorities are investigating a registered Kansas sex offender for new crimes after an arrest. Just after 3 a.m. Tuesday morning, police observed a suspicious person inside Tortilla Jack's at 1618 Southwest Washburn Avenue in Topeka. Officers found damage to the property and eventually located the individual, later identified as Jeffrey E. Peek, 37, of Topeka, as well as narcotics. As a result of the investigation, Peek was arrested and booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. Law enforcement authorities are investigating the cause of a fire at a restaurant in Lawrence. Just after 11:30 Wednesday night, Lawrence Douglas County Fire Medical crews were dispatched to a reported fire at a restaurant at 815 New Hampshire in Lawrence. The building houses Celita Lindo, a Mexican restaurant that has operated at this location for nearly two decades. Fire crews did confirm that no occupants were inside and began to initiate fire suppression operations. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. The Nebraska State Employees Union has stepped up its opposition to an action taken by Governor Jim Pillen with a legal filing against Pillen's executive order ending most remote work effective January 2nd. The Nebraska Association of Public Employees, which represents more than 8,000 state employees, filed a petition Wednesday with the Nebraska Commission of Industrial Relations demanding the state negotiate with its employees. The union had renewed its demands to negotiate last week, and that the state again rebuffed those demands. A former KSNB Local 4 employee is charged with threatening a Nebraska woman. Buffalo County prosecutors charged Joe Scanlon, 27, now of Arlington, Texas, with felony terroristic threats and two misdemeanor courts of intimidation by phone or electronic communication. The woman reported a history of threatening behaviors from Scanlon over the last several months. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink, and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Murraysville USD 364 School Board discussed moving 6th grade classes to the junior high following site council conversations and hearing benefits that would include earlier transition, curriculum continuity, and options to include elective activities including band. Administration indicated that initial parent reaction has been favorable, but it was cautioned any such action would be a ways off. No decisions were made following the conversation. The board did unanimously approve a 3-year extension for Superintendent Darren Schrader, with salary determinations to be made at a later date. Murraysville City Council met Monday. Incoming Mayor Todd Fry presented a plaque with appreciation to Jason Barnes, recognizing his service as mayor and previously as councilman. Chris Schrader and Cherie Ferris were sworn in as newly elected council members, Schrader unseating Parker Price. Ferris took the seat held previously by Todd Fry. Options for repair of a failed storm sewer section near the former Nordis Motor Company on Broadway were discussed, and a motion to proceed with an engineering study of scope of the project by CES Group before proceeding with specific bid recommendations was approved. That project came up again in discussion with consideration of a bid for 4 manhole replacements on Center Street, which at $413,000 was over twice the initial estimate, but was the lowest on a rebid after a previous quote came in significantly higher. Delaying the project was suggested. After discussion, the interim city manager suggested steering American Rescue Plan funds earmarked toward the lagoon upgrade project be repurposed as a new state grant through federal funding. Up to $1 million could be available for the lagoon. Approval was granted for the North Park neighborhood, including Debbie Lane and Park Place, to block streets this Sunday evening for a Christmas drive. A 10% increase in the annual contract with Murraysville Ambulance Service was approved. Recent years' increases ranged from 2 to 6%. An update on the search for a permanent city administrator was heard, with recruitment efforts ongoing and status of applicants expected at the next meeting from the search firm that is contracted. Standing committee recommendations from the mayor were approved as he urged increased committee input on various projects going forward. Landall Company invites the community to a 60th anniversary celebration Saturday evening at Venue 36 in Murraysville. Complimentary hors d'oeuvres at 6, live music with the Wilder Horses Band, 7 till 10 p.m. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce will judge Christmas lights Saturday evening, 5 until 9. $25 chamber bucks for first, $15 for second, and $10 third place. City of Washington will judge lights Sunday evening. First place to receive free electric service for December, a $50 credit for second, and $25 credit for third place. Maps and ballots available in Murraysville from the Chamber and Main Street office, and identities for the annual lighting contest, which includes public balloting through December 24th. Streetlights in downtown Wymore will be turned off Saturday evening at 6 for a Christmas cruise under the lights. North Park Christmas lighting in Murraysville is Sunday evening, 5 until 7 p.m. Enter from 12th Street at Park Place with cider, hot chocolate, and other treats offered at several stops, with Santa expected to be on hand as well. Dan Schmidt, recently elected board member for Kansas Farm Bureau, joins our public affairs conversation this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, talking about the recent annual convention and Farm Bureau initiatives. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, December 15th. Items in this month's box include cheese, whole chickens, ground beef, and chicken leg quarters. This distribution is for those who qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at the distribution. Bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Boxes will be handed out Friday, December 15th, 9 to 11 a.m., south side of the Helvering Center in Marysville. Again, this is for income-qualified Marshall County residents only. For details, contact the Agency on Aging at 562-5522. City of Marysville Water Department will be doing an installation at a pit near 605 North 4th Street Monday, December 18th. Water may be off in the neighborhood for several hours beginning around 9 a.m. Please save drinking water as needed. Monday, December 18th in the neighborhood of 605 North 4th Street. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham, macaroni and cheese, garden blend, and tropical fruit. Monday's menu, chicken cordon bleu, a muffin, cheesy potatoes, Brussels sprouts, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers are likely today, cloudy with their highs in the mid to upper 40s. Rain showers will continue overnight tonight with their lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s and mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. More sunshine as we head into Sunday with our highs in the lower 50s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. North winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Still sunny as we head into Monday with our highs in the lower to mid 40s and partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the mid 20s. Warmer on Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 50s, then clear skies Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. And still staying warmer as we head into Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s, and mostly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Light rain overnight across the region. Average high temperature mid-December 43, record high on this date 69, the average low 23, and the record low 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:40, sunset this evening at 5:05. 38 degrees, a cloudy overcast, intermittent light scattered showers still across the region, and surging from the south likely will continue for a part of northeast Kansas, primarily off to the east of us this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 15th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum works hard to be there for you when it matters most. Their goal is simple, to be your number one source of propane, lubricants, and extreme premium diesel fuel. They'll reach that goal by treating you like family and giving you service that makes you want to come back. Proudly serving Kansas with locations in Blue Rapids and Hanover, Sapp Brothers thanks all their current customers. If you're not a customer, call the winning team at Sapp Brothers locations in Hanover or Blue Rapids today for all your propane and fuel needs.
Look away, Chargers fans, look away. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. The Chargers visited the Raiders to kick off week 15 of the NFL. Some would say they should have stayed home after giving up a whopping 63 points to Vegas, including four touchdown passes out of backup quarterback Aiden O'Connell.
Snap, he's going to throw, lobs it near side, looking for Myers, leaps and grabs, Jacoby Myers, touchdown!
The call on KRLV, even when the offense let the foot off the gas, the Raiders' defense was hungry for more.
He's going to throw, eyeing down the middle, now pressure off the edge, and balls drilled out. From behind,
ball's out.
With the sack, and big man running, John Jenkins is going to score!
The Raiders' 63 points were a franchise record. They go on to win 63-21. Chargers head coach Brandon Staley on what went wrong.
We just didn't have a good game tonight. We didn't have it from the beginning to the end. It's just one of those games where nothing went right for us.
To the association, the Warriors visiting the streaking Clippers. The Clips would come out on top, and James Harden crossed another career milestone.
Sidesteps his defender and lays it in. Harden now with 20.
The call on Bally Sports California. Harden reached 25,000 career points with that layup. He had 28 points and 15 assists as the Clippers beat Golden State 121-113. The Nuggets hosting the Nets. Another night, another triple-double for the Joker.
Jackson lost the basketball, picked up by Jokic. Finger roll layup is up and in.
The call on Altitude Sports Radio. Nikola Jokic finishing with 26 points, 15 boards and 10 assists. 124-101 Nuggets, your final. Thunder at Sacramento. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander led all scores with 43 points, but it wasn't enough to stop Sacramento, who were led by De'Aaron Fox's 41.
Gives to Fox, races up the floor, puts on the brakes, then drives to his left, stretches, reaches, scores with that stretch and reach.
KHTK with the call, 128-123, Kings the final. This is Rich Campbell
at Chapman live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover hosting Onega, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights is home to Donovan West. Axtell entertains Rock Hills. Washington County tips off at Centralia. Dealer Odell is at Lewiston. Saturday, Southern plays host to HTRS. College action Saturday, Kansas pregame at 11 on FM 95.5. Sunday, Kansas State pregame at 1 on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Shop Reflections Hallmark in Marysville this holiday season. Christmas decor, Yankee candles, fudge and chocolates, KU and K-State gear, kids' toys, and more. Seasonal hats, scarves, and jackets are 40% off for the fashion statement, while last year's ornaments are 50% off. Open Monday through Saturday, Shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Built on longevity and a commitment to their employees, Landall Company thanks and invites all to their 60th anniversary celebration this Saturday evening at Venue 36 in Marysville. Doors open at 5:30 with hors d'oeuvres from 6 until 8. Wilder Horses performing classic country live from 7 until 10. An appreciation for their employees and invitation to the community that's been supportive. Join Landall Company Saturday evening at Venue 36 in Marysville to celebrate 60 years of working hard and playing harder.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for the Larry Steckline Report.
Brazil, what a country. I can remember, I don't know how many years ago it was on one of these broadcasts that I started talking about Brazil. I made a trip there to see what was going on. I could see the bulldozers getting rid of trees, planting soybeans, planting corn, and even some wheat. And I said then, as I said when I was in the Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, when I saw that long acres of beautiful, flat, black dirt in the Soviet Union, in Kiev area, I said to myself, self, if we bring them our combines and we bring them our tractors and we sell them our seed, they're going to put us out of business. Well, that was a little bit overstated, but they've sure hurt us. Both of those countries are the biggest problems that we have. For wheat, right now, we don't know what's going on there because of the war. And depending upon what rumor floats out of there into our part of the country, so moves the wheat market. And right now, it looks like they're going to be able to ship some out of their ports. It's not all blown to pieces. In the meantime, I'll talk about that on another Steckline report. I want to talk about Brazil. What's the deal with Brazil? Well, let me tell you why they're such a thorn in our side. Planting and or harvest happens almost year-round. They don't have a winter. They have a summer, a growing season, almost year-round.
That's the latest Larry Steckline reports. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Consider giving a gift of grain this holiday season. Recipients get the proceeds from the sale, and the farmer sees tax savings on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control, key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty, economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Have 2018 grain sitting in your bins? Use it as a tax planning strategy. Gifting that grain to a charity, nonprofit, or the kids means you won't have to pay income tax on the sale of the grain, and it reduces self-employment taxes. Depending on your state's laws, there could be more benefits as well. David Bau is an extension educator in agricultural business management at the University of Minnesota. He says gifting unsold grain left over from a prior year is the best strategy.
That's the best grain to give because they've already taken expense in 18, and if they gave this year's crop before the end of the year, that caused them to have to not be able to take the deductions for the expenses for the crop. It would go with the gift you file to the kids. So it's better to gift the grain on the side of the year it's produced for IRS rules. And that way the farmer can take the deduction expense for the crop, and they avoid the income by giving it away to the either charity or their kids.
Bau says the accountant doesn't have to be involved because the gifted grain isn't going to show up in your records.
Let's just say I give each kid 1,000 bushels of corn. And then the 1,000 bushels goes to the elevator, I deliver it and put it in their name, and they sell it and they get the proceeds. That just came off my sale receipts. So I've lowered my taxable income by 2,000 bushels of corn. The accountant's never even going to see that because those slips went in my kid's name.
Keep in mind, if the child is a dependent of the parents, the kiddie tax rules apply for unearned income. Grain value over $2,200 will be taxed at the parent's top rate instead of the child's. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about gifting grain at agriculture.com.
Support small business all year long with this deal from the Wagon Wheel. Purchase four $25 gift cards and receive two $25 gift cards free. Sale running from the 19th until the 22nd. This is one deal you don't want to miss. Get $50 worth of gift cards free when you purchase $100 worth from the Wagon Wheel in Marysville.
Winter doesn't arrive for a week, but for some parts of the country, the coldest days of the year are behind them. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 15th, the 349th day of the year. Comedian Tim Conway was born on this day, and Thomas Edison patented the phonograph in 1877. On average, the coldest month of the year in America is January, but that average hides a wide disparity between the eastern and western halves of the country. Except for the mountain regions, the coldest days of the winter in the western states occur in December. Eastward from the central plain states, the coldest periods occur in late January and even February for some regions. Why the difference? Blame humidity. Water warms and cools more slowly than dry land. It is the same with moisture-laden air. The arid regions of the west are quick to warm up once the days begin to lengthen. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KDY. We've had intermittent light showers overnight. They will likely continue off and on throughout the day today. Cooler temperatures, highs in the middle 40s on tap.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. To solidify one of the best careers in Kansas State history, Cooper Beebe did just that. K-State's Beebe was named an AFCA First Team All-American, which turned him into a consensus All-American. Beebe has racked up several All-American honors from Sporting News, AP, Walter Camp, and more. He is the first back-to-back Big 12 offensive lineman of the year. Beebe was an Outland Trophy finalist, Campbell Trophy finalist, and he did accept an invitation to the Reese's Senior Bowl back in November. KU's defensive lineman Gage Keyes says he has entered the portal as a graduate transfer. Keyes transferred from Minnesota and played in 12 games for KU, totaling 21 tackles, 13 of them solo, and 4 quarterback hits. He had a career-high 5 tackles against Cincinnati, and had 2 games with 3 total tackles. Mid-American Network Sports.
Marysville wrestlers win a 38-30 duel hosting Concordia in boys wrestling. On Thursday night, Marysville girls were at Abilene. Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Chapman, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover hosting Onega, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights is home to Donovan West. Axtell entertains Rock Hills. Washington County tips off at Centralia. Diller Odell is at Lewiston. Saturday, Southern plays host to HTRS. College action Saturday, Kansas pregame at 11 on FM 95.5. Sunday, Kansas State pregame at 1 on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
KNDY.
She was dancing in a sundress under a Carolina sunset on the last night of Merlefest. Told me she ain't missed one since the summer she turned 18. Hit that road on a gypsy dream, hitchhiked a ride in a beat-up van, following her favorite band. And now she's a Bonnaroo baby, she's Coachella crazy. She'll be folking out in Newport, you've probably seen her before. Up at Lollapalooza, in the mud at Wakarusa, she'll be at the hangout down in Alabama. Just look for the girl in the blue bandana.